David. When I first met him and Doug was thinking about representing me in my appeal. So glad they believed they could help me. Me personally, I had hoped they was the key that would open these prison doors. Through many setbacks along the way, they never quit on me, not David style quitting. Well, he gave me his home number and said to call any time. So I did. At the time, I didn't know it was the beginning of a great friendship. Now, it didn't take long for me to realize how smart my new lawyer was. Over the years, we talked about almost everything, and I knew very little compared to David. He would send me books. I read them. We would talk about that book. African Studies mainly at first. Then as I learned more, anger and hatred tried to take hold. But David helped me to funnel these emotions in the right way. Even when prison BS came up, we talked and his advice guided me down the right path many times. I am the man I am today because he pushed me toward knowledge. David visited me in another prison long after he retired. One day while waiting out in the visiting booth, I was looking out the window at the San Rafael Bridge, the bay, not a bad view for prison. Anyway, saw a movement to my left. It was David, leaning up against an SUV. The walk up from the gate is long and hard on some people. I didn't mention that while we talked because David's stubborn with a spoonful of pride. When I called him again, he said he would no longer be able to visit. The walk up was too much. I let him know how much I appreciate his visits, that I knew if he could, he would run up from the front gate. My only regret was that last day we couldn't take a picture together. As I began to call more, to check on him, living alone and had trouble with those stairs. I worried about him. My brother wasn't getting any younger. Toward the end, he was in the hospital. Now the fact that he hadn't checked himself out told me this was serious. David hated hospitals. I called him for over a week. No answer. I felt new, just wasn't like him. So I asked a friend to check the obituaries. She gave me the sad news when I called her. Don't remember what day that was. I found out Brother David was no longer with us. But do know the day he passed, March 26th, coincidentally my God's baby birthday. I am so glad I told David I loved him. Call his number every day before I called anybody else after he had passed, knowing he would never answer, but wanted him to one last time. His presence in my world was heaven sent. Blessed to have a friend like David. Since we lost David, the court overturned my conviction and have great hopes I'll be free after nearly 43 years locked in. So I believe this would please him, Shaka walking free. Well, every day these after I would do my best to help someone else each day. On his birthday, 9/15, I plan to volunteer at a Jewish restaurant in David's honor. And maybe I get to taste the soup he often spoke of. David was a small statue of a man, but he was a giant of humanity. As a brother, friend, teacher, writer, advisor, uncle, oh yeah, a lawyer, damn good one up there. From now on, every time one of these come to mind, we will have to think of David. But for me personally, I need no reason to remind myself. The void is permanently in struggle. Shaka.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.